Okay. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. And, well, I gotta change my glasses. I gotta take my sunglasses off, put on my normal glasses, because I am not inside. I am walking around here at Harenhaven. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond here and heading into the forest on this lovely day. What you need to know is it is cool. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, but it is sunny. I thought it was still. There was no wind at my house, but it's kind of windy here. And this leads me to some interesting updates that you need to know. One, it was super windy yesterday, and it got really, really bad around 5 or 6 p.m. And remember how I'm waiting for tree trimmers to show up to trim my trees and to take down a dangerous tree in my backyard? But they keep putting it off, and every time they reschedule, it's at least a month or a 6-week wait. Yeah, well, last night during the big winds, a huge limb of that tree came off, fell into my backyard. So, yeah. Really need the tree trimmers to trim my trees and take down that dangerous tree before it lands on somebody or somebody else's property. Oh. So I got up really early today. I got up super early, couldn't go back to sleep, decided to just get up. And so I've come out here to Harenhaven for what may be the last trip to Harenhaven this year. Because it has gotten cold fast. Like I said, it's only about 50 degrees right now. But I am wearing shorts. But I do have my sweatshirt on. So it's a lovely day. Maybe we can find some dudes. Well, here's some birds. Here's a cardinal eating berries off this bush. Hi, Mr. Cardinal. All right, now we're gonna walk out through the cut here. Look at the Mulhall's property. See if there's anything out there. And when I was driving over here, I remembered something else that I forgot to tell you. But let's take a look out here real quick. Any dudes out here? Birds and bushes, but I'm not seeing any dudes. What's that over there? Is that something over there? No. Okay. Let's go out to the boardwalk, see if there's anything going on. What was that? I heard a loud sound way over there. Is it just the wind? I don't know. Okay. So remember a few days ago, I went to the hospital to visit my dad. And it was the day that everybody just loved seeing such a talented and genius musical artist. It was that day. I keep hearing stuff. Oh, it's just birds. All right, well, what I forgot to tell you about that day was when I was leaving the hospital, it's kind of weird. I had to drive around the back of the hospital, and while I was driving around the back, I saw like half a dozen, or maybe like 8 turkeys crossing the street. And this is at just off of 84th and Dodge, just as in the middle of town, in the busiest part of the city. And we just got these turkeys walking around. It was hilarious. I was very happy to see all those turkeys. All right, so here I am overlooking the sub pond. What's that over there? Flying away over there, I just saw a green heron. And he went over to the other side. He went over to, like, the turtle reproduction pond, I think. All right, so let's walk out to the boardwalk. Might be too windy to be out here, but we're going to find out. God, what a lot of movement in the bushes and stuff. Lots of birds freaking out. And I'm glad to be here today because Heron Haven's always an interesting place to go after a windstorm to see if any trees have fallen down. So let's walk out here onto the boardwalk today and see what we got. See, I can see wind farther out. Okay, what do we got going on here? We got some ducks swimming around. There's some ducks over by the weir. There's ducks over at the end of the boardwalk, along with a big goose, Mr. Canada. I haven't seen a goose up close in a while. I've walked out onto the boardwalk a little bit. I'm facing backwards, looking into the reeds, trying to see if I can find any dudes, scratty type dudes. Don't see any. Wonder if we should walk out here all the way or not. I'm spooking some of the ducks out there at the end of the boardwalk. They're like, oh no, that guy's coming. I don't want to come out here all the way though, because we're just going to get into the wind. I just want to get out here further enough so I can look along that other reed line to see if there's any herons or anything over there. And I'm not seeing any. The sun's not exactly in the best position. I am here early. It's about 11:15 local time. And I can't really see anything over there. I do not think... Wait, what's... No, I can't tell. I do not think there are any blue herons over there. I'm looking around. Oh, some ducks are coming back in over here. Hi, baby duckies. Well, not babies, just regular duckies. Although some of those ducks are pretty young. Yeah, there's a mallard pair with two adolescent mallards with them. All right, well, I can't see anything else. I'm going to head back into the protection of the forest just so we can stay out of the wind. What else is going on around here? I'm not seeing as many frogs. I don't see any turtles. No scratties. But I hear some more honks. There must be more geese. Now who just honked over there? Somebody honked in the reeds. There must be some geese or something hanging out right over there. So we'll go over to the other ponds and see what else we can find. Howdy. We have more photography enthusiasts out here today, or at least one guy with a big camera. Speaking of cameras, I did in fact remember to bring my camera, but I brought the little camera. And as I pause next to the sub pond again, I'm looking around. A lot of bird action. What's that sound? Every once in a while, I think I hear something walking along the forest floor, which may or may not actually be happening. It's strangely green here still. Here we are in the middle of October, and everything is green. There's a few yellow leaves here and there, but mostly everything is still green. We've had the weirdest weather year. It got hot very fast at the beginning of the spring, and it got cold pretty quickly at the end of the summer. And the end of the summer wasn't until like 4 or 5 days ago. All right, so I'm crossing the land bridge, walking into the back 40, so to speak. Oh, and I received some interesting news shortly before I left my house. Oh, I might be going to Farmer Brown's tonight. One of my parents' oldest friends is in town, so it's time to celebrate. And I'm looking at the fungus growing on this tree. It's very interesting. So yay, maybe Farmer Brown's tonight. I gotta remember not to eat a big lunch. Not that I normally do, but I gotta eat a little bit of food today so I can eat a lot of food later. Oh, look at this. Here's a tiny little spot of orange fungus on this rotten log. Kind of looks like wolf's milk slime, but I don't think it is. It's just one little thing. It's this little dot, a little orange dot, about 5-6 millimeters in diameter. So let's head into the wall blind here and see if anything interesting is happening in the billabong today. The wind is coming up, and I do not see anybody back here. I do not see any dudes in the billabong. But what I do see is a little bit of open water here and there. The duckweed is slowly starting to go away. And yeah, there's nothing going on back here. So let's go out to the big blind. See what's going on. In the meantime, I will update you on my musical instrument building progress. Yesterday, I took that mahogany 1x2 that I bought and I cut it in half using my back saw, which is super sharp and worked really good, actually. And then, I spent a lot of time sanding the boards. I had one board, I cut it in half, I had two boards. And I spent a lot of time sanding them. And I sanded them with 80 grit, then 100 grit, then 220 grit. And they're super smooth and beautiful. And I sanded the back edges down, the corners of the board down, just so that they're kind of rounded off. And that's about it. And that took me probably a grand total of maybe an hour to do. I did that in multiple sessions because I can only work for about 10 minutes at a time. So, all right, I'm looking at the forest here. What's going on? Nothing. So yeah, I did that in about 5 or 6 sessions altogether at various times a day. Finished it up last night before midnight. So now I've got these two perfectly sanded boards that will be used as necks. So now the next thing I need to do is to mark them up. Oh, quack, 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 quack. I'm at the turtle reproduction pond. There's a lot of ducks in here. There's 2 dozen mallards in here at least. Look at all these ducks. And they're so quacky. And I didn't bring my duck call. I should have brought my duck call and quack, quack, quacked them. Yay, duckies. Yeah, so anyway, the next thing I need to do with the cigar box guitar necks is to start marking them up. Draw some lines, do some measuring, mark where the nut goes, mark where the bridge is, do all that stuff. You know, maybe draw on some fret lines or whatever. And I could start notching out some more boxes. Now here's a limb that came down, but it's not in the path or anything. It might have just fallen straight down off this tree. Can you hear those ducks? Quack, 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 quack. We got geese and ducks. Got some geese coming up here. I'm just about to walk into the big blind. We got ducks. I can hear them. Oh, and we got geese, too. There's a very quacky duck out there. He says, quacky, quacky, quacky. All right, so we've got two geese standing on the new log next to two ducks. There's actually two geese out on Goose Island. There's another half a dozen geese swimming around Goose Island, along with, half a dozen mallards out there, kind of by Goose Island, too. As I look around the rim of the pond, I do, in fact, see a blue heron. He's over there, as Tobe gestures with his hand. A futile gesture that cannot be seen on the radio. Here comes some mallards coming in for a landing. Splash! Yeah, okay. Past the delta on those logs that stick out over the water. Wow, what was that? Oh, it's just a squirrel. Big noise behind me. There's that little tiny blue heron. And I think that's that blue heron that we saw as a baby back in June. He's not much of a baby anymore. He's a little bit bigger and he's grayish blue. He looks very nice standing on that log. And then there's another half a dozen tiny little ducks over there swimming around near him. What else we got going on in the delta? Not much. Not much. Where's the rest of my blue herons? Probably just somewhere where I can't see them. There's a lot of quacky action out there. Quackity, 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 quack. Lots of honks. Lots of goose honks. Lots of ducks quacking. Good stuff all around. lots of bird noise. Lots of good bird noise. All right. Well, I think... What do I think? I think I'm going to walk up here. I'm going to leave the big blind. I'm going to go up the loop path. See if we can find anything exciting happening on the loop here. I can hear lots of stuff. But what I'm hearing are birds in the underbrush. And squirrels on the forest floor running around making noise. So let's go up here and see what's going on. I can hear those angry ducks out there. Quack, 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 quack. Makes me laugh. Ducks are funny to me. I don't know why. Let's see, look, squirrels have been digging here. They've been digging up mycelium. Geese are having some kind of conflict. Honk, honk, honk. All right, so as I was saying, about the cigar box guitars, I gotta start marking up some boxes too. Slot them up so I can put necks in them. Make some cuts here and there, blah, blah, blah. I'm standing here on the loop path that is near the place where it goes down into the ravine. Lots of digging, lots of squirrel digging. And here's some bird's nest mushrooms, old ones, from about a month ago. But I'm not seeing anything else. It's been raining so much, I'm surprised I'm not finding more fungus. You know, it rained for the last week, but I will admit, it has been a cold rain. Is it possible that things got too cold for fungus? Are we outside the fungus window? I wouldn't think so, but maybe. I doubt it. Okay, well, see, here's some mushrooms growing up out of the path here. These are a few days old. But yeah, okay, well, at least we're finding some mushrooms. And here we are at the top of the hill. Do-do-do, looking up the hill. Don't see anybody up there. Guess we can go down the hill. Oh, and that reminds me, I need to pull the trigger on that Kalimba kit. I need to get that sent to me. Because last night I did spend some time handling cigar boxes, thinking, see, this one would be good for a Kalimba, but this one wouldn't. This one might be good, but it's kind of thick, but it would be very interesting, and blah, blah, blah. So, need to do something about that. I need to order me some more parts. With money that I don't have. Oh. Again, though, maybe I should order two Kalimba kits. And then I could sell one to either offset the cost or pay for my own personal one. All right, so anyway, here I am back on the main path. Wait, is that a turtle? No. And I'm overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. Quack, quack, quack. A lot of ducks. Look at those duckies. Hi, duckies. They were very quacky a second ago. Yeah, there's a lot of ducks over here. And it looks like around here they're all mallards. Back in here. Mallards, mallards, quackity quack. There's at least two dozen, maybe three dozen. I don't see our green heron anywhere, but you know, those guys are impossible to spot. Especially at this time of day, with the sun like this. But we do have some flickers up in the trees here. Looking for bugs and stuff. So the woodpeckers are out. That's good news. Quack. Quack, quack, quack. Oh, ducks are so funny. And as I look up into a tree, look, there's another woodpecker right up there. Hey, buddy. Are you looking for yummy bugs? That's what they're looking for. Oh, something else I've been thinking about. I've got a couple of pieces of lumber that I believe to be oak that are kind of short. They're about 30 inches or maybe, you know, like 80 centimeters or whatever. They're a little bit too short to be used as necks for cigar box guitars, if you know, you define guitar by scale length, which, you know, I don't know anybody who does. But these would be short neck pieces, and I'm wondering if I should make something small. Make a cigar box ukulele or some cigar box mandolin. Or a cigar box tenor guitar or something. I don't know. I've got the boxes and I've got the stock. The problem is... No, this is not a problem. I don't know what my tuner status is. Oh, here's some puffballs that I missed when we were walking by before. Along this log here, this is a little stick. It's about 10 centimeters in diameter, and it's got a dozen puffballs on it, ranging from about, 12 millimeters in diameter down to about 3. Nice. Kind of some little puffballs, but puffballs nonetheless. They'll grow some more. My tuners, my tuning machines, my tuning peg thingies, the little tuning machines. I don't know how many I have left. I gotta go down in my basement and look. Seems like I'm gonna have to go buy some more of those. Luckily, those are fairly cheap. As I walk across the land bridge, I don't see much of anything else in the way of dudes. So, oh, there's some poop on the trail right here. Little tiny poops. That is not fox poop. I just need to order a bunch of parts in general. Hey, the other thing is, I finally heard back from my friend Brian. Regular listeners to this show will remember a couple weeks ago, I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I should get Brian involved in building some cigar box guitars, because he's got kids, one of which is supposed to be really into music. And I said, hey, here's a fun project. We could build cigar box guitars. And it's taken him this long to email me to say, oh, we have Sunday afternoons open. You know, are you free on Sunday afternoons? This is after I've already sent him 3 or 4 emails telling him that I'm available at all times, especially on the weekends. So I sent him back another email. Yes, I am available on Sunday afternoons. So maybe I'll be building some cigar box guitars with Brian and his kids. I don't know. I don't think he's read any of the other emails I sent him, so this could be a very long, very tedious process. But needless to say, more parts will probably have to be purchased. And I like to buy parts. I like to buy parts so I can build things. Because building stuff is fun. And as I walk out of the forest here, back around the dragonfly pond, I'm thinking, what a lovely day. I'm going to go home, I'm going to do some more work on my musical instrument projects. Maybe think up some new, fresh ideas for fun stuff. I do not know. I try not to plan. I try not to plan things out. I like to be spontaneous. And, you know, my foot suddenly kind of hurts. But that's okay too. Because what is that? Oh my God, there's a big, fat, fluffy marmot in the parking lot right over there. Oh my God, look at how big he is. Look how huge that fatty is. Oh my God. Oh my God, he's fattening up for winter. This is the first time we've seen a marmot in a long time. He's looking back at me. He's not even scared. He's like, what are you gonna do? Look at that guy. He's 10 kilos. It's a 10 kilo marmot. Maybe a little bit more. Oh, he's so chubby. He's just walking around with his nose down in the grass now. Anyway, I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Last Minute Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go home, make some musical instruments, and then play them. So I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, look at that Mati.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, computer, yeah, oh, computer, yeah.